This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mike Bell, I got one question for you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what did you say? You can say it louder. What did you say?
Did y'all order beer?
No, we don't do that on the job.
No, we can't drink on the air,
that
ma'am.
That is not true.
We're professionals. It's that table across the way.
Yes, it's not here. That is one of the lovely and talented waitresses here at Twin Peaks.
A-Team is here, man. I mean, it's always the A-Team is always here at Twin Peaks and Bucket and the location in Kennesaw, but dare I say it's scrumptious.
Yeah, yeah. I got a question for you.
Sir, yes, sir.
And it's not about beer. Do you have winners today?
Well, here's the
do
deal.
Do you?
I went 0-3. I went 1-5 my last 2 weeks. And I put this together, I think about 3 years ago, I suggested if anybody of our group, our producers and engineer, Oren and Chris, you and I, if any of us get 10 games under, because at one point, I'm not going to name the show. I think it was the Steakhouse. Somebody was like under 500. And it was like, I'm like, look.
Are you talking about me?
And if the Knish was not winning, you know, why can you have the Knish? You can't have the chosen pick if the pick isn't chosen properly.
I don't even pick my games.
So my feeling was if any of us ever get below 10, you know, 10 games below 500, you're done. You've lost the right to pick a game.
Garrett, who do I like this week?
I didn't think I would be the first potential victim of my own rule. I am now a victim of my own creation. So I've got to get it cooking today because as it stands now, and Chris, let me just punch it up. I think I'm like, Carl is what? He is what, 20-12?
Carl right now is, he's 20-12.
And I'm 12-20.
Yeah.
I'm 8 games under. Now, if I can't put it together this week.
You got this. This is why I'm asking you.
Well, I got to be honest with
you. Did you wish you would have been? You couldn't have done it last
night. The only one I wanted, but it always gets people irked when you pick against the home team. We never bet against Georgia. We never bet against Tech or the Falcons. Well, but I did like NC State to cover last night. I said at the end of the show, I think Tech wins.
You did.
But, yeah, I should have.
You're not in a position for stipulations right now.
Man. No, man, I'm dead meat. So the good news is,
if
I can't get this right, I can just sit and crap on all your picks starting next week.
This is true.
Of course, next week I'll be on vacation, so it doesn't matter. But if I can crank it up today and get at least two winners, then I get to live to pick another day on Wednesday.
All right, fair enough. Stay tuned. The picks are on the way. Our conversation with Brad Guzan. Talking about Atlanta United and their big match coming up against Orlando. And, yes, we asked Brad, too, about what he thought about this managerial situation. He gave a player's perspective. Yesterday we asked Garth Lagerwey, and Garth basically said, look, we love Rob. He is a guy that is doing a tremendous job. But there are other candidates that we're interviewing, Mike, that may have more experience, and we're looking at all things.
And he did go on to say, Garth Lagerwey, again, hands up if you're familiar with the inner workings of the Seattle Sounders. I did not know that back in the day when he was – look, he won championships in Seattle and in Real Salt Lake. But when he was in Seattle, he had an interim coach that he gave the job to.
You're talking about Brian Schmetzer now.
Nobody messes with Schmetzer. But Schmetzer also went like 10-4-1 or something. But either way, he did at least say, to his defense – it doesn't have to be necessarily some big-name guy who's probably without a job. And why do you go and spend, you know, a lot of Arthur Blank's money for something which may blow up when you got a guy right here the players love?
Yeah.
And to be where they were being Inter-Miami, and certainly you asked earlier, can they beat Orlando? I think if you beat Inter-Miami, you can beat anybody.
Oh, I know. But we say that, and these are the kind of matches we know. You play at your highest level, you win a match or a series like that.
Right.
And then you have a down.
Right.
And that's how this usually plays.
But I think, you know, then there's always the argument, this goes for any sport. You know, once you exceed expectations, you're playing with house money.
Yes.
So I think more pressure on Orlando. And for those who don't know the story, back in the day when Atlanta United started in 2017, Darren Eales, who, by the way, is dealing with some health issues, and prayers for Darren. He's over at Newcastle in the Premier League running that team. But when he came here, you know, in England they have the called derbies, or we call them just rivalries, like Boston, New York, or like if the Nets play the Knicks or the Giants play the Jets. So he thought, well, he looked at the map and said, our nearest rival is Tampa. Let's go poke the bear. He puts a billboard right across the street from their stadium. Orlando. I said Tampa. Orlando. And then basically just calling them out that, hey, there's a new kid in town and we've come for you. We're coming for you. And then so the first time Orlando comes here, guys, you only set a fire at Bobby Dodd in the stands.
It was great.
We had fights and brawls. All of a sudden, literally, he manufactured an instant rivalry.
He did. It was great.
So that's the history between the two squads.
And we had more juice than they did. Like, right. That was the other thing.
Here we hit the ground running.
Yeah, coming in. And so it is going to be a lot of fun on Sunday. Our coverage, again, pretty much all day, guys. 1 o'clock, 3:30 kick, special Wade Ford tailgate with Rob Tribble and Joe Patrick coming up. That starts you early. So we got a lot of coverage leading into the match.
I got the exact quote, by the way,
from
Garth.
Okay.
We're not going to take flyers on people. We have the ability to, because of our fan base, track record, resources we have as a big club, we can get a proven outcome. Rob has a chance to prove himself. He's doing it. He's in the process of it. And nobody is saying that he isn't proving it so far. It's how far can he take it? And look, if he takes it all the way and wins, then that's the easiest decision for me I've ever had to make. Then there's no controversy. There's no proving anything. Then he's a proven winner, and away we go.
So win it, and you're hired. That's what I got out of
that. Yeah, that's what I took from it.
All right. That's a lot, man.
Go get it.
I mean, you just had the biggest upset in MLS history. Go win it, and it's your job.
Yes, you just upset one of the greatest players to ever dress out and a bunch of his buddies from Barcelona now playing at Miami. But maybe if you beat Orlando, we'll give you the – see, that's why, to me, Gart's not going to hire Valentino. He's saying the stuff, but he's not going to do it.
All right, we'll
prove me wrong.
Brad Guzan's coming up in less than 10 minutes. What's coming up in 5 minutes?
Coming up in 5 minutes.
He takes full responsibility. We'll tell you who that is. Right now, let's get to an NFL Blitz. Everybody, and I mean everybody in Dallas is talking about it. Because it's juicy. It's fun. Having Deion Sanders return to the Cowboys as their next head coach. So Jerry Jones was asked about this, and Jerry was like, hold up. Wait a minute.
I think we're way ahead of ourselves relative to when and if he decides to go into coaching in the NFL.
I have yet to determine who will be the coach, but rest assured, when I do, I will talk in circles and make no sense. I will never give up the input into personnel, Carl. Can I call you Carl?
You have Jerry. Dion, real quick, Mike. Dion, here's the deal. You just got a top quarterback. Yeah. To come to Colorado.
He said he's happy. He said he's got his kickstand down.
So Jerry
speaking
says...
Speaking metaphorically.
Yes, so Jerry says, they asked him, are you going to recruit? Like, would you recruit Deion? Listen to this comment from Jerry Jones.
One of his greatest skills that he really brings to college is that he is almost has no peer as far as being a recruiter. I mean, kids want to come play for him, and he has a way of selling that. And that is one skill, that recruiting skill, that is not a huge prerequisite for NFL coaches.
No.
So you're telling me, Jerry, you just pay guys, and technically you pay guys now in college, but you don't have to recruit them. You just hear the agents talk. But again, thank you for telling us, Jerry, the difference between college and pro football.
Yeah, but you know what the recruiting is? Jerry, it's your checkbook.
Right.
It's the biggest brand in football. That's your recruiting. You want to come play for the Cowboys? There are very few guys who have turned that down, even when they've been bad.
Here's the deal, though. If you're Jerry Jones, for whatever reason, Ben Johnson didn't like the offers that were out there or was scared.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with ShopPay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Get off the porch. Ooh. If you're Jerry Jones, you've already committed all this money to Dak. You have a second contract that you pointed out with a no cut. He can't be traded to anywhere he doesn't want to go. You got to go get Ben Johnson to come down to Dallas and fix Dak Prescott in the postseason. And fix him in the regular season at times, too. Last year was his best year as a pro, but then he gacked it in the playoff game in the loss to Green Bay. You go get Ben Johnson, fix your offense, period. And hopefully keep some money around for Micah Parsons, and then I guess the rest you cobble together, and everything else have to be on a budget based on all your big money going to these three guys.
It's a great point. It's our NFL Blitz, brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. He takes full responsibility, and he should. Daniel Jones, guys, released by the Giants today. So not only did they bench him at his request today, they've released him. Here's what he said in talking about his time with the Giants.
I take full responsibility for my part in not bringing more wins. Of course, this season has been disappointing for all. And of course, I wish I could have done more. I'm 100% accountable for my part. I did not play well enough consistently enough to help the team get the results.
Sounds like a hostage video. Enough of prepared text, but hey, I mean, like, difficult circumstances for anyone to be in. We talked about it. He was not worth taking at six. It was a shoehorn pick. It didn't make sense then. It doesn't make sense now. Dave Gettleman was the general manager back then for the Giants.
Ghetto man,
we used to joke around about. And, Shane decided it was like kind of nut-cutting time. Do you go with the devil you know, the devil you don't know? They decided to stick with Daniel Jones, who, honestly, Carl, worse. His sort of coming out party was that big win against Tampa Bay down at Raymond James years ago, and that seems eons ago. And he just inconsistent, turnover machine, can't move the chains, and it was a train wreck. So they do save some money this year. They take a big hit this year. Next year they'll get some savings. Still $22 million debt on the cap next year for the Giants, but eventually they get them off the books.
All right, Rex Ryan says he wants to coach Jets again. Will he get the opportunity?
He walks around the cafeteria at ESPN. It's like me walking around our break room. I really, really want to date Christy Turlington. So what, Rex? Just keep being a big, bag of hot air on ESPN. That's what you're suited for.
Hey, guys, this hour is brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. It's Dukes and Bell. We're out here till 6. Twin Peaks and Buckhead, come on out and hang out with us. Tinker just showed up. Means the party's about to start.
Big Bear fell on me.
Hey, Brad Guzan stopped by the show earlier this week to talk about where he's at and where Atlanta United is when it comes to their match on Sunday. Stay tuned and hear what he has to say next. The man who said when your back's against the wall, you've got to step up. Well, I'm paraphrasing, but that's exactly what Brad Guzan said.
And you don't take any snot from Luis Suarez or anybody at Inter Miami.
We have another big match coming up. Atlanta United continues their playoff run. Brad Guzan joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Brad, first of all, bro.
You shocked the world.
Congratulations. But no, listen, man. I said it to you. You're a god, dude. Some of those saves in that Miami series was unbelievable. So I'm giving you your flowers, but congratulations. Let's start Seriously, man, let's start there because we can talk about this upcoming game against Orlando in a minute. Nobody believed, right? Nobody thought you guys had a shot. And then I said this to Mike. I get word that they go up in the match, and right. I'm like, oh, crap. And I'm thinking, okay, we might be done. Talk about the resiliency of this team, man, and coming back and winning that match.
No, for sure. When you look back on it, right? Obviously, I think it started probably even before that, right? The last game of the regular season, Orlando away. We get into the playoffs. We get some help, right? So that kind of starts creating like these good vibes. Then you go into the Montreal game. You win in penalties. That's exciting. A bit chaotic, this and that. You go into the Miami series, game one, short rest. We don't obviously get the result we want. We lose 2-1. But we come out of there thinking like, okay, like, you know, we were on short rest. We played, you know, our third game in 6 days. You know, let's give it a go at the back at the bends and see where it all, you know, lies. And obviously we win that game with a chaotic and dramatic finish, right? Late in the game. So it's how these games kind of played out. And then you go into the third game and, you know, as you said, right, like, you know, our backs are against the wall and nobody's expecting us to do anything. So it's almost you're playing with house money, and it is what it is. You either give everything and see what happens, or you can crumble. And at that moment, we rose to the occasion, and we were able to, you know, get some goals and obviously right. hang on for a huge win, you know?
Just amazing, man. As Inter Miami goes down, I mean, all the dreams, all MLS's hopes and dreams go down the drain. It's Brad Guzan joins us right now.
Apparently that's my fault, as everyone's been showing me these social media memes and all these things. And you know what I mean? I'm just like, oh, right, okay.
Look, you know, they wanted to showcase, you know, Messi at least three games. I mean, that's on MLS for the format, and we took advantage of it. The Luis Suarez thing, Messi's in the net trying to get the ball, you're trying to get the ball, and then Suarez comes in, like, what is this, a middleweight fight? I was surprised. I'm not going to get you in trouble with MLS. Probably should have gotten a red card for sure, but, I mean, is that just the emotions running hot? Because all of a sudden, like, what are you doing? You're throwing a brand in the net, man. You're like a salmon trying to get out of a net.
So first, listen, for sure, and because of the result, we can laugh about it now. The guys at the training ground over the last, you know, week and a half, whatever, they've had a good laugh of, you know, impersonating me trying to get out of the net and whatnot. And so it's been pretty funny. But you know, in that moment, right, like
right.
The ball goes in, I grab the ball, Messi, you know, comes from behind and knocks it out of my hands, and I'm like, okay, like, you know, the laws of the game say that the attacking team that's just scored, it's no longer their ball. It's now the opposition's ball, right? The team right. that just conceded a goal. You know, and listen, in that moment, what are you going to do? You think you're going to save 15 seconds by getting the ball and running back to midfield? Like, come on, give me a break. And so then at that point, like, I'm looking at him in the goal, like, what are you doing, you know? And then I get shoved in the back from Capana. I'm in the net. I'm waiting for the net to kind of get tight so I can kind of, like, you know, rebound off the net. And then I see Suarez giving me the hand gestures, giving me the lip service. And at that point, I went red zone, and I was like, oh, my gosh. And I was obviously raging with him in the moment. And then the referees tell me to calm down, and then I started raging with him. And I was like, all right, I've got to make sure I don't get sent off here. And, you know, rip someone's head off, you know, just because I was like, how am I the one that's getting yelled at here when all this is taking place? But at the end of the day, we got the last laugh, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, my friends were like, when you get into a fight and somebody pushes you and you don't expect it, and then your voice changes, did he just push me? Did he just push me? That's what they were saying about that incident. Brad, you have 40 saves in the past four playoff matches. Why are you playing such a high level, man? Before we get into Orlando and what we can expect, let's talk about just individually. You can only do what you do. And everybody on this team has to contribute. The crazy thing is, we were talking about the chances of you guys winning MLS Cup. Brad, you know this. Like, nobody really thinks that's still even possible. Like, oh, well, they got to do this and they got to do that. But you're playing for at sure. such a high level right now. Talk about what you are doing and why you are so focused.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just that. It's the focus. It's the concentration. You know, everyone's been asking me, oh, what have you done differently? This and that. I'm not doing anything differently in terms of training, in terms of preparation, in terms of execution. You know, obviously when, you know, you're in these moments, right, you need a little bit of luck at times. And you know, throughout these past four games and the saves, like, I've had a little bit of that. And you need that as a goalkeeper sometimes. But, you know, I've not done anything different. I've just continued to go in. And as I told you guys during preseason, man, I've been taking it one day at a time, one training session, and ultimately one game at a time. And, you know, I tend to, you know, enjoy these moments when everyone's counted us out and counted me out. And, you know, you say, right, okay, no problem. We're going to rise to the top and give it a go. And so that's what we've been doing. And so from me individually, I've been trying to do that and trying to help the guys in front of me and give them an opportunity to go and win the game, and we've been able to score some goals and do that. So let's keep it going.
Brad Guzan is with us, guys. He's big. He's bald. He's a mother wall. He's Guzan. It's been an amazing run, man. All right, I got to ask you, because we're going to have Garth Lagerwey on tomorrow. He had to reschedule from today, the boss. Can you guys all go into Garth's office like Rudy and turn in your jersey and say, can't we give Valentino the job?
Rudy, what a movie, man! What a movie. Yeah, listen. Obviously, that's been a hot topic in terms of, you know, the conversations around the team, and you know, all we can say as players is obviously he's done a fantastic job of not just, you know, in terms of his communication and how he approaches, you know, the day to day in terms of getting us, you know, ready for training and then obviously executing training sessions and ultimately preparing us and getting us ready for games. But his ability to keep that belief and keep that, you know, the camaraderie within the group, right? I mean, you look back when he first took over and nobody was giving us a chance, right? As you guys said, right. And even going into, you know, the last, you know, regular season game, you know, it's like, oh yeah, the numbers are saying, you know, 10% chance of advancing to the playoffs, and we got some help. And you look at the way the season panned out, and that wasn't how we drew it up in preseason. But at the end of the day, we got ourselves into the playoffs, and then to you know, for Rob's credit, in terms of, you know, making sure that everyone is bought in, right? I mean, you look at some of the guys that have stepped up and made big plays. Noah Cobb not starting, comes in, clears a ball off the line in the last game to preserve the win. You know, just different moves that Rob's made throughout the games to keep guys engaged. You know, Shonday scoring the winner in game two at the Benz. Right. You know, it's not easy when guys aren't in the starting 11, but you got to keep those guys on board because at some point their name and number is going to be called and you need them to produce. You need them to give everything. And Rob's been able to do that. And like I said, that's a huge credit to him.
Brad, what do you want? I mean, just tell us. Do you want him to be the manager?
Listen, if it was up to me, it would be a no-brainer, you know? I mean, okay. Obviously, Rob and I have got a long history, a long past in terms of being at the club together. He's held every position right. at the club. You know, you look at how he conducts himself, like I said, on a daily basis. And now he's shown the ability to lead the group, okay. You know, and when you do that, you know, I don't know what more is out there. You know, right. Obviously, like I said, it's, you know, from a player's perspective, he's got us going in the right direction. And that's a huge part of professional sports.
I just, yeah, listen, and Mike asked the question. Everybody's wondering. I just want to know, you know, this is us pressuring you, if you want to say that. But we want to know, man, because we feel that way. Yeah. Let's talk about Orlando here real quick. We don't like them, but they've been really good. Right, they've been really good.
You blame Darren for that one, putting the billboard next to the stadium yeah. back in 17. You got to create that situation.
Exactly. Yeah. But tell us what we're going to face, man, and what you're going to face and what this team needs to do to advance. No more three games, guys. It's one match. Mm. What do you think,
Brad? For sure. No, it's going to be intense. It's going to be intense. One, because of, as you mentioned, right, the history there between the two clubs, how things played out on you know, the last game of the regular season and the result there. And obviously, you know, when you have success against a team in the regular season, they'll be looking back and saying, okay, like, yeah, we're coming for you. And so it's going to be a hostile environment in terms of the atmosphere, the stadium and whatnot. But again, one that we're looking forward to. And so when you get into the playoffs, as I've always said, the margins are so fine. It's not about tactics. It's not about you know, it's not about the, you know, what system are they going to play or what are they going to do, or no, it's about concentration. It's about, you know, desire. It's about heart. It's about being calm in chaotic moments. It's taking advantage of chaotic moments, right? It's all these things that maybe don't have a numerical value to it or whatnot, if you will. And so it's like you've got to make sure you're ready to do all those little things and compete at the highest level, because it's not about playing a 4-4-2 or a 3-5-2 or a 4-5, whatever you want to talk about, tactics and shape and system. It's like, right, we're going to battle, man, and it's going to be intense for 90 minutes. It's going to be cagey at times. We're going to have to defend, and when we get our chances, we're going to have to take them.
Hey, man, we're going to talk college football playoffs coming up, guys, in just a bit with Bill Bender. But before we let you go, Brad, are you going to go off into the sunset as MLS champion, like Roy Hobbs, another movie reference?
Wouldn't that be crazy?
In The Natural. I mean, I know we've asked you a few times, but, I mean, you still want to keep playing?
Of course, man, of course. I've always told you guys, I'm you know, going into the season, it was one day at a time in terms of training, in terms of games. And I feel good. I feel good, you know, physically. I feel good mentally. And for me, that's the biggest part. And, you know, I still enjoy coming to training. And, you know, I talked to Dax, right? And Dax, you know, the look on his face in the morning compared to mine is probably a little different. You know, it's some days are harder for him, that's for sure. But no, I enjoy it, and I still feel like I've got a lot to give, and I want to be out there playing.
We want you out there playing. We want you on that wall.
Yes, we need you on that wall.
He is the wall. By the way, 1 o'clock Wade Ford special starting with Rob Tribble and Joe Patrick. 2:30 pregame Sunday. It is all going down Atlanta United in Orlando. And you can listen right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brother, thank you.
Yeah, best of luck, brother.
Good luck, man. We're cheering for you.
Always appreciate it, guys. Always a pleasure. Have a good one.
That's our man, Brad Guzan. Always been great with us since the day he signed with the Five Stripes. It is Dukes of Bell live at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. We'll come back. Chris is ready to go with some Yeah Man, No Man. Get a jump on some holiday cheer. Join the party, pal. Buckhead, Twin Peaks, cold beer, hot chicks. Want to meet you.
Turtle, what is going on? Happy Friday. We are live at Twin Peaks in Buckhead hanging out. Having a good time, man. Coming up, we will talk dogs as they get ready for UMass. Also, the picks of the week are on the way in the 4 o'clock hour.
Da, 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 da.
Pivotal week for our own Mike Bell.
Well, he's going to be ready.
It's use it or lose it.
He's going to do great today. And then also, Steve Kuhn is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour.
Yes, I am. And please disregard that performance against Golden State.
Okay, we will. We'll get his take on all the things that are going on. Some people saying Trey's Achilles tendonitis or whatever this is. May be an issue.
Yeah, there's a guy that I follow on the X, Twitter, Hawks Muse, who, by the way, was on a bender yesterday going, they're going to fire the coach. They're going to fire the training staff. I'm like,
come on.
You stop it? But anyway, but is Trey, I don't know. But there are a bunch of fans who feel that Trey, for whatever reason, has not been 100% the last couple of games.
All right, more on that with Steve Kuhn, and that's all next hour. Turtle, what's happening, man?
Well, congrats to him, by the way. Signed a new deal with Jordan Brand.
He's not going with British Knights and
Trae Young.
He's not doing that deal, Carl, with Fila.
You mean Reebok?
K-Swiss? He's not doing the K-Swiss deal with Kyrie.
They're bringing back the pumps, Mike Bell.
No, so he did. It's good to see him with the Jordan Brand, Carl.
That's great.
There's a cool picture of him online on social media of him holding the Jordan Brand basketball next to his head. It looks pretty sweet, so we'll keep an eye out on the Trae Young V1 Jordan Brand. I'm excited for those. If I asked you guys, you know,
what if I asked you?
Yeah, there's a really underserved brand in the NFL that I really think could use some juice pumped into it, and I'm just really glad to see this brand getting the recognition it deserves. And that would be Jason Kelce. Because I just don't think that there's enough out there for him right now. I think he just needs that big break and he'll be ready to go.
He is definitely saturated right now.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes some would say over, but I do get a kick out of the Chunky commercial.
Yeah, the latest will be that he is going to be a late night talk show host.
Where?
ESPN. It will be airing on Friday nights starting January 3rd.
Okay.
And he is expected to revolutionize the game when it comes to mending sports and pop culture, bringing his unique personality and effervescent, you know, sort of flair about
him.
Well,
he's the ultimate guy talk guy.
He's the everyman.
He's the guy talk guy.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and he's got, to me, he's charismatic. He's fun. Doesn't take himself too seriously.
Yeah.
But how's ESPN going to produce it? Because ESPN doesn't do anything good now other than the Pat McAfee show.
And also,
it gets ratings. It's not my cup of vodka, but I mean, as far as original programming, will you let it all hang out?
That's not ESPN. He owns the show. He produces it.
That's the thing. Okay. Well, I never want to take shots at McAfee because it always sounds like sour grapes.
No, he's great at what. Listen, but, you know, I but give him just, credit because he worked from nothing. Yeah. But the fact of the matter is, like, that's him. They bought a damn church and put the studio in there in Indianapolis. That's all McAfee. Like, it's not ESPN going, you know what we need to do? Mm. So, to your point, but yes, go ahead with Kelce.
So, the first four episodes will air at 1 a.m. Eastern, and the fifth will air at 1:30 a.m. Eastern. They will be filmed in front of a live studio audience from Union Transfer in Philadelphia.
Okay. So, playing for a home crowd.
Interesting.
You think it has a shot?
Well, Mike, what's it? I'm trying to think. Oh, Van Pelt. It's late night, right?
Yep. He does a great job.
I love it. I watch Van Pelt all the time, man.
Yes.
Although the Bad Beat segment goes on too long. It's too long.
Because there are a lot of them.
Yeah, but it goes. They got to shorten it up. I just think the bad beat just goes on way too long for schools you don't even give a flip about. Only a degenerate would have bet on.
Why are you looking at me?
What?
Van Pelt. I love him late night. This is going to be different, though.
Yeah. Kind of bridging the gap between Van Pelt and that McAfee dynamic.
Okay. Well,
the Barstool generation.
Okay, so here's my – yeah, and that's fine. I don't know how much I'm going to see of it. I'll just keep it real. Like, what time did you say?
1 a.m.
Yeah, I have a job. I'm not up that late most nights. I'll be honest with you. So, you know, I wish him luck, man. At the end of the day, Mike said it. He's got all the tools and everything working for him. We'll see. He'll probably have a lot of NFL guys on, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
But, you know, it could branch out to the NBA and all
who
the
do
other
you
things.
Think should be the
okay, here you go. First guess.
Taylor Swift. I want Joel Embiid talking about who's going to kill. Who's the snitch in the locker room all this information.
I was going to say who should be the sidekick.
Oh. Mm. Well, his brother's working. He's busy.
Yeah,
right
I don't think it's going to be Travis.
Yeah. Right? I don't know, man. I did not know about this. This is very interesting to me. But, I hope it works because it may open up a door for other stuff down the road for other people because – the idea that late-night sports talk and this melding of entertainment and all that's going on, a lot of people just, it's got to be the right guy, man. And that's been part of the problem. There have been others who have tried this. Guys, we forget, Stephen A. Smith had a show called, quite frankly, that didn't last, okay? As big as Stephen A. is at this point, it didn't work. He wasn't ready. It just didn't connect. So this is hard.
Yeah, no, I think it...
And that show was not on late night, by the way.
I think it may have a short shelf life.
We'll see. We will see. I think that's your hatred for the Kelsey's.
I got nothing against the Kelsey's. Huh? Listen, again, I'm excited that
As a matter of fact, I'm driving down to Naples tonight. I'm going to listen to some of the podcasts on YouTube. I get a kick out of it.
All right.
And it's good. And like we talked about yesterday, in this episode that you'll listen to, they talk about our sister station, WIP.
Right.
So it should be a good episode. All right. Are you worried? Because one prominent broadcaster is worried. And what he's worried about is those sweet sounds of summer on your radio. Giants broadcaster Dave Fleming, longtime baseball play-by-play guy, recently went on a podcast and said that he feels like we're watching the end of an era or listening to the end of an era when it comes to baseball play-by-play on the radio. He expresses concern and dismay about the state of some teams choosing to simulcast the TV broadcast, like the Toronto Blue Jays did for a while.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Instead of having live
play-by-play. And that started during COVID. They realized it was so cheap, they just stayed with it.
And a lot of other teams, I believe the Cincinnati Reds, their team no longer travels.
Real quick, just to give you some perspective, that's Major League Baseball, and Atlanta United sends Mike Conte and Jason Longshore to soccer matches on the road. That's the commitment that some cities and some fan bases,
right.
And I'm not saying you should be grateful, but you should, because we do it, and Atlanta United helps pay for it, and obviously the results are there because the ratings are always great for United fans, but isn't that crazy?
It is. No, it is. And there is a movement to save money. This is what this is all about.
Yep.
And is it worth it with the connection of these communities and the longtime broadcasters that have been a part of their lives? Mike and I always talk about this. There are certain guys, specifically in baseball, it's the hardest one to do,
yep.
I think, and the connection, Mike, where you welcome in, everybody, and you are, like, there. That painting a picture in your head as a kid, man, that's tough. But, yeah, it's all about cost-cutting, and I hate that because I think this hurts the game. I do.
Yeah, I think the one saving grace is that baseball is still the one sport that really, really, really resonates locally.
Yep.
And there are so many fans that connect to their local broadcasters on TV and on the radio that I think I think if that transition happens to something like streaming only or digital or some combination of TV and radio, I don't think it's going to be within the next 5 years. I think that's more of a long-term
thing. That's interesting. Like I said, you're right. Baseball is the soundtrack of your summer.
Right.
You know, it really is.
And we all remember, Carl, you remember who you grew up listening to. You remember who you grew up. Same thing for me. So I don't think that's going anywhere anytime soon. All right, Big O, we got to run on a Friday. Hit my music.
It is Dukes and Bell, guys. Coming up, we'll talk some dogs, some college football games that are big.
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 Big, big. That we're going to talk about that will have an effect on the college football playoff rankings.
So lock it in and rip the knob off.
And the picks of the week are on the way. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell.